Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, today is an amazing day. And today is a great day to be great. And I guess here at Punch TV, I'm Joseph Collins, your CEO of Punch TV Studios. I guess we want to kind of talk about how America is so shocked right now that we have a new president, and it's not the person that everyone thought it was going to be. It happens to be Donald Trump. Boy, I don't think a lot of people really saw that coming, but it's here today, and we're all American, and we have to embrace our new president-elect. Mr. Trump, it's going to be incredible to see what happens next. I feel like a spectator on the wall. And and this is going to be an incredible show tonight. We're going to have some wonderful guests, people listening in from all over the place. It's going to be just an exceptional night. We had a fantastic time on last night, and tonight is going to be about the same. Here at Punch TV Studios, we're in the midst of our IPO. We're selling stock all over the country, and people are embracing us, and people are becoming a part of our IPO and becoming a part of the Punch TV Studios family, and we're going to do some incredible things. People are able to invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 a share, and we're going to do some incredible things in media and some incredible things in television and in filmmaking. And I can't tell you how excited I am. So tonight we have our wonderful co-host on the line as well. And it's with Sharifa.
I am here. How are you doing this evening, Mr. Collins?
You are here. I am doing absolutely phenomenal this evening here in the world of Punch. We're doing absolutely awesome, absolutely phenomenal. We have a new president elect, and boy, is this something. We opened our eyes today, and I got to tell you, man, what can you say? And here, did I, like, lose the line here? You did lose the line. Can you hear me? Are you guys there?
I'm here. Yo, James, turn on the line, too. Hello.
Looks like we experienced a few technical difficulties there, but we're going to get the show back on the air and the show back going. This is our third night doing this show, Punch TV Studios Radio, and it is our desire to change the conversation, not only in television, not only in business, but also and especially in media. With everything going on in the world, there has been a conversation on whether or not the media reflects all of our views. So that's what we're talking about today, changing the conversation. I'm going to go back to Mr. Collins.
All right, great. I guess I got kind of shifted off there right there, but it's all good. We're here tonight And we have some wonderful guests on the line with us. We're doing some incredible things at Punch TV Studios. We're getting ready for some incredible, great works. Our objective is to make movies about people's lives that ordinarily would never be told, and to be able to fund new films and new film projects, which we're looking forward to doing sometime in next year. And people all over America are embracing and investing in Punch TV Studios, and it's just absolutely awesome. It's absolutely exciting. It's absolutely grand, and I'm loving it. I'm totally, completely loving it. So today, again, I was saying it's such a shocker of the day. Got a new president-elect Trump. I know a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of sad people out there today, a lot of happy people too, but a lot of sad people out there today. But you know what? You got the election. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? And one of the things that I didn't really see is I didn't really see a voice from urban media to have their input and opinion on this. And that's one of the things that we hope to accomplish at Punch TV Studios, to give a voice to urban media so that there's a whole different side to the story. And as we noticed that in a lot of the couple of urban channels there's no news to reflect our thoughts and our views on different subject matters. And we want to really get into that, hopefully, with the network portion of Punch TV Studios. We're basically in two companies, Punch TV Network and Punch TV Studios. But in the network portion of the company, we certainly hope to begin to at least sometime, hopefully in 2018, first quarter, maybe 2018, develop a news program or so that we can have an objective thought for the network, because we certainly need a voice. And Punch TV Studios is all about giving us a voice. Tonight, Treep, I think we have guests on the line here. I think we have Mr. James Stern on the line, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we do. Reverend Stern is here to speak with us. How are you doing this evening, Mr. Stern?
Absolutely excited about Punch TV. I mean, excited. It's hardly describes it.
But why are you so excited? Just tell everybody why you're so excited, Mr. Stern.
Joseph Collins, I have to say I'm honored, first of all, to be involved with you. I have actually followed a good portion of your career, putting a network together for African Americans to be able to have their voice out there. Mm-hmm. I've watched you, I can say, struggle through the naysayers, those who didn't think it was going to happen. You just really been resilient about making this day come true. And now you're at a point where you're going to your IPO.
Yeah.
You know, those who don't know who that is, that's an initial public offering. And you know, that's the big time. You know, that gives you the medium, the platform to be able to touch a lot of lives, put shows and programs that will reflect urban television for African Americans. And let me say, there's only one race, and that's the human race. That's what I believe. And I have to say that I've noticed from like the Cosby shows, whites and blacks alike love the show growing up.
That's right.
There's no matter what color it is, good entertainment and good programming is just good programming, and it transcends all racial lines. So I predict that you're going to have the just heart of America just looking in at your programming. They want to find out what's going on. This is going to be the new Ebony and Jet magazine of our times coming up, and I'm excited.
I receive that. Some things you just have to receive, and I receive that into my spirit.
Well, you know, remember, white people want to know what black people did. They got an Ebony and Jet magazine. Just to fix, they, as a matter of fact, corporations would get Ebony and Jet magazine just to keep up with us so they can know where we are. I see Punch TV being just that. The world's going to know what's happening with black people, what's on our mind. And we're not talking about just the ones that's in the news that you see covering their head with a hoodie on or being arrested. You know, we're talking about the blacks, African-Americans, that's making news out there. So congratulations, Joseph. You know, anything I can do for you, you know, I'm in with you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Actually, I want to say that Reverend Stern and I were actually working on a project together. It's groundbreaking. And this particular project, I think, is going to just bring, it's going to be riveting. And it takes what we're doing to a whole nother level in dealing with race and racism from the intrinsic ground into the South to mm-hmm. now, and bringing those stories into now. And we have a new phenomenal series, I believe, that we're kind of beginning to develop that series. And I'm telling you, when you see this series, this is one of those series where you just want to have it on Punch. This is not something you really want to license out, because you know that if people watch it, they can only be able to watch it on Punch. And what we're preparing to embark on, it's just completely and totally groundbreaking. And
right.
I want, James, just give us a little brief synopsis of it. Just a little bit of it. You know, don't give them everything, because I want them to tune into the network
well,
to be able to see that. I just want you to just give them a little crumb, you know, just give them a few crumbs from the table so they can feel.
Before we give them that, let's give them the fact that you have pulled off the big coup. You are going to be doing the TV series on the first woman racist supremacist.
That's right.
And that's ever been done. And I have to commend you for that, because we've always seen movies and television shows where, when you talk about a white supremacist, it's always been men. You know how diabolical
right, right.
they are. And you're covering a whole different angle of this, and you're showing how this woman and how women in the South influenced racism. You know, they say the hand rocks the cradle, rules the world. And from the cradle to the grave, you know, this one woman, I'm not going to say the name, but this one woman that you're going to be doing a series on, she, wow, you know, she looked like your grandmother next door who baked cookies and cakes. And to think about the diabolical stuff that she did to shape the civil rights racism issues, I was like appalled. I mean, just totally shocked. But, you know, on the project you're doing with me, Joseph, I appreciate you, because we're going to be doing a national conversation on race, a talk show. And on this show, just give you a little bits of it. On this talk show, we're going to be doing something that's been long overdue. Every night at the dinner table, white people sit around and make comments and say things that they don't know if it's appropriate to say. But it is appropriate to say. You know, we black people make comments about white people, and we ask questions and make statements that we don't know if it's appropriate to say. We're going to just bring it all out and have a no-holds-barred national conversation on race, and we as a human race is going to come together and talk about the issues that's going to make us now bond together for the first time. It's going to be exciting. It's going to have people. We're going to have people from National Socialists, the KKK, which, you know, I've abolished that, to we're going to have people that you would never dreamed of that we've been able to get to talk about racism and how it's affecting us, and the key is how we can turn the corner. That's going to be the bottom line, turning the corner to one world.
And I think one of those things that, you know, I like to be the catalyst of is turning the corner by changing some of the laws that affect mm-hmm. racism in America. I mean, it's not so much that people are prejudiced. It's more in the sense that the laws are written against us. And,
right.
and we have to change some of those laws. We have to champion those laws to be changed and at least create a voice for someone to come and champion those laws to be changed. Because some of these laws, even today, are horrific laws, and they incarcerate millions of urban young men and women for
right.
frivolous things. And so we're going to start having these conversations so that once the conversation is in.
If I may jump in, and it's going to be I know your next guest is talking about the election, but I'm going to say something that's going to be probably controversial, but it's the honest truth. We know that the law has to be changed on the crime bill. We look at Bill Clinton wrote the crime bill.
Bill Clinton wrote the crime bill. Yes, he did.
He wrote the crime bill that put more black people in prison by making.
Yes, he did.
I mean, you had crack cocaine, which was the black man high, and
right.
powder cocaine was the white man high, which I don't believe. I don't care for neither one of them. But they took advantage of the fact that they knew that they made crack cocaine a crime that you went to prison, got 25 to life for. But the powder, those who went to did the powder cocaine, they just got rehab.
That's correct.
They're feeling sorry that we won't have 4 years of Hillary Clinton, but the question was she going to overturn her husband's crime bill that put more black people and filled up these private pens for profit? I mean, was she going to do that? No. She's been in office for 30 years in some capacity. She's had plenty of time to do more for African Americans. So now it's time to give somebody else a chance. I don't know much about Donald Trump other than his business endeavors, you know, and his
right,
empire.
Right, right.
But you know something, we do know he was a Democrat before he became a Republican, and I'm hoping that he still has some of those traits in him to understand both sides and say, this is what's good for America. When he says make America great, people think that means let's make it racist again. I'm hoping he means let's make America, you know, that's cold. You know, we as a black community, we say that's cold for, you know, let's make it white racist again. I'm hoping Mr. Trump means let's make it one human race great for all races. And we got to give
that,
a chance to
We are going to go to break with that right now, and I 100% agree with you in relation to the crime bill, and that maybe the secretary may have been complicit in her actions in that way, but you're 100% correct, and in that way. So you're not the only one who definitely feels that way in that way. But let's go to a commercial break, and after that, we're going to talk to some more phenomenal people that do some phenomenal things.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
So we always ask on every show, do you Nabuki? If you don't Nabuki, you need to Nabuki. I just love that. I just love that. I just love that. So I just think people should Nabuki, create your own store on Nabuki, create your own, create your own thing on Nabuki, create your own space on Nabuki, but you can't create a store and sell your books and sell your music and sell your products right there on Nabuki. And it should be, I just like Nabuki, and we pretty much have been having a Nabuki week. So this week is brought to you by Nabuki. So do you Nabuki? You ought to just turn somebody right now and just ask him, do you Nabuki? Another wonderful guest on the line. And we have Damon Jones is on the line right now. And, he hung up too. I don't know what happened there. So we have Damon Jones on the line. And Shreeper, what's on your mind tonight?
I am just excited about everything that's going on with Punch TV Studios, and I'm enjoying the way, you know, there's a expression that says hustle until you no longer have to introduce yourself, and this week has been an amazing week. We walked the red carpet with an event that was set up specifically and solely for you, so that was incredible. We talked to some people at the Chamber of Commerce and didn't even have to introduce ourselves. It was, okay, you know, we were just thinking about buying stock from Punch TV. So, I mean, all the hustling, all the work, all the sacrifice that you're doing or that you've done has definitely paid off, because right about now you no longer have to introduce yourself.
Oh, I don't have to tell people that I'm Joseph Fallon.
CEO of Punch TV Studios.
Punch TV Studios. I don't have to say that anymore. I'm Joseph Collins,
no.
CEO of Punch TV Studios. I don't have to say that. What if
no.
I said, hi, I'm Joseph Collin, the CEO of Punch TV Studios. No, I don't have to say it like that. No, no. What if I say, hi, I'm Joseph Collin, CEO of Punch TV Studios. That I say it like that.
Hustle.
No,
until
I don't have to
no
say that
longer
either.
Have to introduce yourself. No, no, no. It's incredible. I mean, you have done a lot. You have brought Punch TV Studios a long way. You have a lot of people who support you and who are proud of everything that you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened this week. I'm just going to share a little bit. I got a call from a friend of mine who's friends with the mayor in Indiana, in Indiana. I'm not going to say where, but they have a friend who's a friend with the mayor in Indiana, and she's going to set it up for the mayor to talk with me from Indiana to see about bringing the Punch TV Studios company to Indiana. And I think that that's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. And it's been happening quite often lately where other city officials have begun reaching out to us now and saying, hey, you know you're going to create all these new jobs with Punch TV. Why don't you bring those jobs to our city? You know, and I think that that's pretty cool. You know, I think that's really, 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 really cool. So we're going to be exploring some different options. We were down in Jacksonville. We launched a TV station. We went live in Jacksonville, Florida on our new TV station in Jacksonville, Florida. We went live on our new TV station in Columbus, Ohio. We went live on our TV station in Houston, Texas. And, of course, if you're down in Pensacola, Florida and Mobile, Alabama, you can watch Punch 24 hours, 7 days a week. Those things are, like, really, 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 really happening. And we're preparing right now to go live with our new TV station in Beaumont, Texas, which I'm getting ready to head out to Beaumont any day now to make that happen. And then we are going to launch a new station. We're going to launch a new station in Los Angeles, which is going to be just like totally wicked. I'm really excited about launching a station in Los Angeles because when we first started Punch TV Network about 8 years ago, L.A. was our flagship station. And so it's going to be good to finally be coming back home to L.A. L.A., I'm coming back home. I'm coming back to Cali. So we're all over the United States and we're getting ready to come back to California, and it has been really, 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 really exciting in seeing this come this way. And the other thing that I'm more excited about is how ready our team and our company is for this transition. You know, when you start something early on, you kind of think you're ready, but then you learn later, you know what, now we're ready. We ain't playing with it right now. Totally cool. So what do you think about that? What do you think about us bringing a station to LA?
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. I can't wait, you know, because all of my friends are hitting me up. They're asking, you know, where can we see the station? Where can we see the station? When are you coming to LA? You know, they feel like it's a teaser. They can hear all the radio commercials. The commercials are everywhere. You know, I'm getting to
the
point
where
I'm
radio commercials everywhere. I mean, we launched our first national radio campaign reaching 3 million homes across America. Our commercials are everywhere. But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't want to cut you off.
I was in the moment.
I was in the moment.
Yeah. Now I lost the moment.
Come back.
Come back.
Well, I have a question for you.
No.
Let me ask you a question.
What's your question? Okay, what's your question?
Do you Nabuki? That's what I want to know. Do you Nabuki? That's all I want to know. Just come back to Nabuki. Come back. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks for listening to Change. As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Okay. Okay, now go ahead and say what you're
seeing. Nobuki?
Yes, I'm Nobuki.
No.
I'm Nobuki.
I'm Nobuki. I'm Nobuki several times a day. But no, what I was saying was that more and more people are seeing the commercials, and I'm starting to get a lot like you in that I get these phone calls from people, and I think that they're calling to check up on me, see how I'm doing, what's going on in my life, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you're at Punch TV, aren't you? I just heard the commercial. I'm like, oh, okay, you called me to talk about Punch. You just tried to slip that in there. Yeah, so everybody's hearing the commercials. Everybody is seeing the television commercials. The launch that we had in Columbus was huge. So, I mean, you know, I'm from Columbus,
Now,
Ohio,
we're getting ready to plan
so.
A really big launch party in Columbus. If you've never, now, this is what's so exciting. If you've never been to a Punch TV party, you definitely want to try to make your way out to a Punch TV party. Our parties are magnificent. And so we're getting ready to do a big launch party for our TV affiliate in Columbus, Ohio. I am so excited to be going back there. We're going to do this thing really, really big there. But go ahead, Patricia. Go ahead. I know people are just calling us and talking to us and everything. I did an interview today in Waco, Texas, and they're like, how do we get Punch in Waco, Texas? We want Punch in Waco, Texas. I said, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that for everybody in Waco.
So you're definitely expanding. That's great. That's definitely great. Now, even with all the information on the IPO, I mean, there's the website. We have stories. We have the social media. People can follow us on Facebook at Punch TV Studios, on Twitter at Punch TV Studios. We're even on Instagram. But with all the information that's out there, I still receive the question over and over and over again, what exactly is the IPO? How does the IPO work? Can you just tell us that briefly?
Sure, absolutely. What it means to be part of an IPO is that you get to be one of a company's first stockholders. So you're actually, in our case, you're actually able to buy the stock before we begin trading on Wall Street. And that's just like super, super duper. And you get to be a part of that. And that's like a very powerful position to be in. You want to be a part of the IPO because it is the intent of the company when we begin trading, we are going to apply, and I'm going to share this with a lot of people. We've already done enough to begin trading on the over-the-counter and the OTC. We have enough of everything to begin trading on OTCQB, and so that's pretty a milestone. But initially, we're going to try to come out and start trading on the NASDAQ. And so when you start trading on NASDAQ, you have to have a minimum share price of at least about $5 a share. So if people are buying our stock at $1 a share, just for instance in this particular case, and you're buying that during the IPO, and if we just open at the minimum requirements on NASDAQ, you've already done well in your investment. And that's what the IPO is primarily about. And in our case, it's not so much that we're looking more towards the market cap. We're not necessarily looking towards the dollar a share. We're looking towards the market capitalization can do for the company. And what that means is the market capitalization of the company is the total number of shares available in the float times whatever the price that it's trading for on that day. And we're hoping to create a market cap for Punch TV Studios in excess of $20 billion. So that's the market cap that we're looking to create for Punch TV Studios. And if we're successful at that, and we are projected to do revenues of roughly $500 million to $1 billion in revenue over the next 3 years after we close the IPO out, if we hit our revenue projections, we're going to have a very strong stock, and we're going to have a very strong company fiscally, and it's going to position us to really do some really great things in the marketplace. And so you want to be a part of an IPO. These are things, these types of financial things are typically not allowed for the urban American. Typically, they're already bought out by the investment bankers and by the market makers and by all these people before you ever could even think about getting a chance to be a part of it. It's already bought out. But in this particular case, you're able to be a part of it at the ground level. And that's what makes this so powerful. And what we're going to do at Punch TV Studios is that we're going to, for our ground level investors, for our initial shareholders, we want to help create wealth for you. We want to help create wealth for your family. We want to help create wealth for you. And as the CEO of a publicly traded company, my job is to deliver maximum shareholder value to the shareholders, to the stockholders of the company. And what that means is that you will have our company as an investor in Punch. You will have our company working to make money for you. And that's what's the difference. Like a lot of the bigger investors, when they invest in companies, they know they invest in the CEO because they know that the CEO is going to be working to make money for them. And that's what this is all about. So you're going to have our company, and we're developing a team of people who are working together to make money for our shareholders. And that's what this is about. And that's what the IPO is really about in a nutshell. And what we don't typically have is we don't have wealth builders for us. So if you deposit your money in the bank is not concerned about building wealth for your savings account. It's certainly not concerned about building wealth for your checking account. The bank is concerned about building wealth for the bank. So when you become a part owner of Punch TV Studios, our core management team that we're building and developing is there to help build wealth for you as the shareholder, much like Warren Buffett does for his stockholders, much like some of the other CEOs who are part of publicly traded companies do for their shareholders. And that's what we're doing at Punch TV Studios. Was that too much, or did I kind of grasp it? I know that.
No, that was wonderful.
Say all that. That took me about 5 minutes to say all that, but I'm trying to like really, really, really break it down to people so that you can understand. It's very important to take advantage of this opportunity, in my opinion, because first, this doesn't happen all the time. It certainly never happens in the African American community, and certainly, when the money is on the table, a lot of times you would rather, even in my case, you would rather work with the investment bankers where you know you're going to get the money. But what happens is the investment bankers also set the opening price of the stock. The investment bankers also influence the price of the stock. So in this case, the shareholders with our proper education can influence the price of the stock, and we can certainly set the opening price of the stock when we begin trading. And that's why being a part of this IPO is so exciting. And I am just jazzed, and I'm thankful to have the opportunity. Now, we are qualified with the Securities Exchange Commission. We have gone through that process. We have filed all our papers. We have jumped through all those hoops, which was no easy task. I think James kind of mentioned that earlier for those who have seen our struggles to where we've gone. That was no easy task to go through all of that and then develop what we developed and try to get the government, which is the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, to sign off on this. It's just crazy. You know, it's just like really, really no joke. It's just like really, really no joke. But we did it, and we did it. We went through the process. It took us 8 months to get through the process. We filed over 1,000 documents with the SEC to get through the process. And I believe that now we can do something great that hasn't been done in American business with the support of the urban community. And then once we close the IPO out, then of course we're going to invite the investment bankers to then come in and make markets for our stock. We're going to have, after we close the IPO out, we're going to invite four investment bankers to be what's called market makers for the stock and drive the stock price up and create liquidity for our shareholders when they get ready to cash out. Our shareholders could be able to cash out. You could be able to get your money when you want to get your money, or, you know, we can work together and build a phenomenal company together. And to me, that's what being a part of an IPO is. And typically, we are shut out. And in this case, we will not be denied. We will not be shut out. We are going to achieve our objective. And America is excited about Punch right now, and I'm thrilled. America is in love with Punch TV Studios right now, and I'm thrilled about it. I'm totally and completely thrilled.
It sounds thrilling. So you talked about the business aspect. Okay, because you know everybody. We have actors. We have producers. We have quite a few people on the line. We have quite a few guests. If anyone wants to speak, please press the 1 so I know that you're not just listening. But, okay, that's the business aspect. What about some of the movies and some of the shows? How many movies and shows do you plan on producing?
So that's another great question. Over the next 3 years after we close the IPO, we are going to produce 300 new shows. They're going to be movies, television shows. They're going to be dramas. They're going to be series. They're going to be a lot of different things. And we're going to produce these 300 shows, and that's how we're going to get to our $1 billion in revenue. So we're opening the doors to independent producers, and we're opening the doors to producers to say, hey, if we provide you with a budget of whatever that dollar amount is, up to $100,000, can you get this movie done? Can you get this project done? And specifically, if you are a movie maker that's also a shareholder in the company, you will now have access to the benefits of being with the company. We work with every star, so you would have access to our stars so that we can make your movie more viable. To our technical support, you'd be able to use our money to get your movie done. You'll be able, we're going to distribute your movie and put your movie out there, and you'll get a chance to hopefully make another movie, provided if your movie is successful. And so these are the things that we are utilizing this money for, that the people are investing in. The people that are investing in our company, we're going to fund other companies such as the network. Hopefully that we begin funding the network. We're going to fund a digital animation studio so that we can make animated cartoons and animated series and animated movies that will really just really give us a whole nother look, a whole nother advantage that we currently don't have right now. But we're going to fund those companies, the network, so that we have our own distribution to some aspect. But mostly, we're going to be licensing these movies to platforms, to other TV stations all over the world, to places like Hulu, to places like Netflix, and those kinds of companies like that, and licensing this content so that we have working library from all over the place. And as a shareholder who is a filmmaker, you get to be a part of it. You get to be a part of bringing that to life, and you get to be a part of utilizing the funds to bring that to life. And that's pretty cool. You know, I think that's really, really, really cool. Because a lot of times filmmakers, they'll make a project, they'll have a beautiful idea, they'll go through that whole, the life of making a movie, but then they have no outlet for that. And Punch TV Studios wants to be that outlet. So we're bringing on amazing people to help us achieve this objective, and bringing on amazing teams to help us achieve this objective. And you'll be working with filmmakers who make films. You know, you don't want to work with somebody who's never made a film before. So you want to work with filmmakers who make film. You want, if you're a musician, work with beat makers who make beats. You want to do those kinds of things like that. You want so that, because every film needs music, so your music could end up in a film. Your script could end up to be the basis for the film. Your light designing, your directing, your makeup and hair and wardrobe and all these things that go along with making a wonderful film, you'll get access to all that technical support. And sometimes that's what people need. You just need a little boost to get you to the next level. And that's what Punch TV Studios is going to provide.
Okay, so I know a lot of filmmakers are asking the question, are there any specific genres or specific types of films, or are you leaning towards, you know, more one type of film as opposed to another?
And I always try to stay out of that conversation, because ultimately I'm probably not going to be the one making the final decision to green light a particular film. We're going to have a film team, and the film team is actually going to green light the film that they believe, one, they can get done within the side of a budget, two, we can attach certain stars or actors to it to make it commercially viable, and then three, it has a wonderful story that makes sense. And but sometimes comedies make money, sometimes dramas make money. You know, sometimes you just never know the kinds of things that come out and make money. But because what's happened, at least to me, is that because I do so much of the business, a lot of times it takes away the creativity a little bit, you know. And so I'm not as creative as I want to be. Like, you know, when I'm in my creative mode, I can be creative, but the business demands so much until it takes away the creativity, for the most part, that I have. But I'm going to develop a team of people whose job is going to be to turn out the most creative stuff that we can sell, and that will make sense, and that they will green light and that they will do, and it just should be awesome in that way. You know, just really, 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 really should be awesome. And that's how we're going to do that. So I know I didn't really answer the question per se, but yet I did. It's going to be to the team, because, you know, their jobs are going to be on the line. You know, like, hey, man, that show didn't work. How are we going to fix it, you know? And we're going to develop a team to really fix that show and to really make that show happen. So let's take a break for a moment, and then we're going to come back. I think we have another lovely guest on the line, big Punch TV supporter, love her so much, and Belinda Baker, I think she's on the line. We're going to see if we can pull her into the conversation a little bit. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor, Nabuki.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project?
Thank you. I need to
One amazing
that.
Way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Love that, Sharifa. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm a Nabuki.
So, I tell you what, let's see if Belinda Baker is on the line.
Yes. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Belinda. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody else doing?
Everybody
is wonderful.
Really, really
Thank
good.
You.
Everybody's really good. Very,
I
very
just
good.
Have a couple of questions for Mr. Collins. Number one, do you know when you will be coming on a network in L.A.?
Okay.
Or any general idea?
You know, we are going to make that happen in the first quarter of 2017. So we're looking to launch our new station here in LA. And I'm saying this because it's a lot of work to pulling it off. But we're looking to launch our new service on March 31st. So at the end of the first quarter, after we close out the IPO, we're going to launch our first station. Well, we're going to launch the Los Angeles station.
Okay. And the second question I have for you is that how can we go about, or people like me who like to develop shows, finding out what type of shows Punch is looking for to air on its network, and who do we contact?
So on the network right now, Belinda, you know, you've got carte blanche, honey. You don't even have to, you know that. Your slightest wish is my greatest command, so you know you've got carte blanche. So that's nothing. Whatever you want to do is good with me. You know what I mean? You know. But for others, if you have shows already and you'd like to see those shows on the network, you can contact our office at and ask for Vance Tenoy. And when you ask for Vance Tenoy, then he will, he'll give us my telephone number at our office. It's 310-419-5914. That's 419-5914. Or you can also visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And when you visit our studios at Punch TV, when you visit our website at punchtvstudios.com, that's also a really, really, really great resource, and you can email us there or send us a message or whatever. And specifically, right after the shareholders meeting, if you're a shareholder, we're going to be opening the floor to do pitches. Our thing after we close the IPO, pulling the team together, and this team is going to really begin to really hone down the shows, the first 50 shows that we're going to do right off the bat, and that team is really going to really be like a really awesome team of filmmakers and producers.
Okay, that's what I find out. You've answered my question. Thank you very much, Mr. Collins.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think I have another friend of mine. I don't know if he's typed in or not, but he's really trying to get in. Tony Clomax. Tony, are you there? I don't know if Tony is there. If I press 1 on your phone, then chime in with us, Tony. I know he just sent me a text there. Sure, I'd love to hear from you if you're there. And then we also have the Reverend James Stern. Who's on the line as well. And I don't know who's up first. I think Sharifa is trying to coordinate that right now. And who do we got?
Let's take a question from Mr. Stern.
Okay.
Hey, Joseph, I had a question for you. You know, I have a movie coming out with Columbia Pictures. Will Smith is producing with James Lasseter.
Mm-hmm.
You, are is Punch TV going to be doing life right stories like this? Because, you know, my contract states that Columbia has the first right of refusal, but we as people who have life stories that's going to be purchased by studios, is something like what your studio is going to be doing as well?
I imagine that we're going to get into that quite a bit because we want to tell a lot of unusual stories, and certainly your story is just one of those amazing stories that America should hear, and I'm really happy with the success that you're finding over there with Will Smith. And his wife Jada, and I'm really happy about that for you. And I think that yes, we're going to definitely get into that because there's so many wonderful stories that I really want to make movies about, and that I really, 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 really want to tell. So yes, absolutely. I think I got another friend of mine on the line right now. I think it's Tony Clomax. Tony,
hey,
how are you today? Everything
hey.
Is great. How about yourself?
Everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. I'm just loving, I'm loving what I'm hearing, and I'm definitely looking to be a part of the Punch TV studios.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. How do you feel about it? How's it? You're in New York right now. Or where are you right now?
I'm in New York.
Yeah. So what's the buzz in New York about Punch? Do you get a lot of feedback or buzz in New York about Punch yet? Is it all about the elections right now, since the two big candidates.
Well, and I just spread the word to my friends and the film community and family, and you know, people have been purchasing stock, and they've just been, you know, excited about the opportunity of being able to, you know, have an outlet where they can be creative and be part of something big, as well as, you know, get their names out there and to make some money.
Correct. And I just think that that's so important, because when you are an artist and you are a filmmaker, typically the money is not there. No money. I mean, it's just like you just make it from your heart. And you just go out and you do it, and you hope for the best, and you just have a vision as a filmmaker, and you put it out there trying to make your vision come together. And if there's anybody who understands vision, I understand vision. I mean, mm-hmm. So, you know, working with Punch TV Studios, you'll be able to really work with a team, and specifically myself, you know, really understand, really, really, really understand vision. Now, Tony, you're a filmmaker.
That's right.
Right. So what is it like as an independent filmmaker? Or let me ask you like this. What do you think, from an independent filmmaker's perspective, to have an opportunity to be embraced by a studio as an independent filmmaker? What do you think that would be like for filmmakers?
Well, I think one of the key benefits with this is knowing that, one, you're if you don't have your own team, a vetted team is going to be provided for you. So that in mm-hmm. itself takes a lot of pressure off, off a creator. If he, she, or the writer, director, you know, so it takes a lot of pressure off. But the other thing that's enticing is knowing that you have access to actors with names and known faces and then music, you know. So those are the things that are usually, you know, skimmed over in the independent world. It's just like, you know, you're either seeing stock music, or, you know, you're just using actors who may not be as polished as you would like, or actors who may, you know, increase the value in the awareness of your film. So, as an independent creator, that's something that's very, very enticing, and it just takes a lot of pressure off, where you can really just focus on being creative. And so that's one of the best things there.
And I think that that's so important, and that's what I was saying a little bit earlier, like, me doing the business of what I'm doing. And I'm a creative person, and I enjoy creating, man. I don't think there's a better editor on the planet than me, you know. But I don't get to edit like that anymore. I don't get to sit and be creative and do digital effects and those kinds of things because of the business of what we're doing. And so that's why I know it's important to create a window of opportunity for filmmakers to be really creative in their projects with structure. You know, that's the whole thing. You'd be too creative and you're just burning money and no structure. But with structure,
right.
You know, with structure, I think I'm really, 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 really good. What do you think are some of the needs of filmmakers today? Like, what do you think their needs would be, Tony?
You know, funding is always a need. Okay, funding is always a need. You know, people need money to put together a project, but also the structure. You know, it's one thing to have the funding there, but to have the structure where, you know, things are going to be covered, but not to the point where, you know, you have to be responsible for this, you know, for your budget and stuff. So, you know, you still are being put in a situation where you can be creative and not wasteful, you know, and they always say, like, you know, limitations boost creativity. So it's a nice little it's a nice little combination there, you know, having some funding, but still being in a position where you have to be creative and think outside the box. I think, but the main thing that's really, really, I mean, it's just awesome is that, you know, we make these projects, we make a series, a pilot, or we make a film, and yeah, we might submit to film festivals, but what next? So to know that creating these projects and having built-in distribution, that in itself right there, that is a motivator. That is a major, major motivator because you know that that finished product is going to be somewhere where millions of people are going to be able to watch it, consume it, and again, there'll be opportunity, you know, to earn. And so that right there is a major, major motivator that a lot of creative people, you know, we just don't get that opportunity. It's like, you know, you know, because after a festival run, if you don't get any type of distribution, then the next thing you do is you either burning DVDs or Blu-rays and selling them out your trunk, or you putting it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, 100%. And there's no real structure for economics so that you can make your next project.
Right.
And that's why with Punch, with everyone pooling together like this, people from outside the industry and people in the industry, and everyone pooling together like this, we can create an economic structure. Because at least in this case, dude, I was thinking about this a lot because I don't think, you know, when you're marrying creativity with business, and you could help me on this for a little bit, and we're probably going to just extend our time just a little bit here. But when we marry creativity with the business of it, what kind of pressure do you think that would put on a filmmaker, like, you know, who is just coming out the box like that?
Well, you know, I mean, like for someone like me, I mean, I have a business background, so, you know, I'm very flexible with that. But there are a lot of filmmakers who do not have that business background. And in as you know, business, show business is business. So,
right.
You know, so a lot of creative people, they don't have that business background, and it can be overwhelming. You know, losses can take place, mismanagement. So to know that you have a foundation and a structure where you're being supported, managed, and also educated, it's empowering. And so that's the thing, you know, being a filmmaker and being empowered with knowledge and help. I mean, it's just invaluable. So, I just think that's an awesome thing. And it's just going to, you know, make independent filmmakers that are coming through this, you know, just on top of their game, you know what I'm saying? And I think it'll just be something that's beneficial for everyone, you know, because you're only as strong as your weakest link, you know?
You're only as strong as your weakest link. And I think we're going to almost get ready to wrap up our show with that. I thank you so much for Tony and Belinda and Evan Stern and everyone for being on the Punch TV Studios radio show tonight. I think this was just like so great. I think this was a really, really good show, and I'm glad we got into the essence of filmmaking, and then from that point, like, I thought that was really, really great. Sharifa, any last words?
Thank you to everyone for tuning in. Make sure to tune in tomorrow night, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific time, on Punch TV Studios Radio.
So we're going to get ready to go out, and thank everyone. This has been just like an awesome, wonderful show. Be sure to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. Become a stockholder in our company. Become become a part owner. Only $1 a share. That's like so awesome. You know, you ought to go ahead and invest like $1,000 to $10,000 right now. And that is just, or you just want to be in that. You just want to be in that number. And but you can invest in the amount you want, but $1,000 to $10,000. Thank everyone for joining us tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.